stops me cold.
One of the rarer bluesy songs coming out of the D4, ending off that set during this theme month edition of Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we've been playing music featuring Dion Lunadin, who we did feature an interview with earlier on in the episode. Just to mention, you can check out a version of that interview that will be posted in about a week or so, I would imagine, on the website.
Maybe less.
Maybe even less. Who knows? That will be at revrock.blogspot.com.
And we ended off that set with a selection of D4 tracks. That last track we heard was from 2005's Out of My Head, only ever released on CD, their second album, and despite doing some touring, not long after this, the band split.
Mm-hmm. And there wasn't as much promotion for this record, and I'm not sure if it had anything to do with label woes or if it was just something else going on, but it didn't nearly get as much attention as their debut record. With that said, it's still a fantastic one, as we heard with that song, Stops Me Cold. Such a great dirge of a track. Prior to that, another song from Out of My Head, we heard Do You Know Right. Definitely much more to the straight-ahead, hard-edged rock that we're used to hearing from the D4. And then we heard a pair of songs coming from that debut record of theirs, 620, originally released all the way back in 2001.
Yeah, we heard Get Loose and Come On. Come On was also featured on their first EP, which was released just prior to that album. Both of their albums were put out through Flying Nun Records. They were also with some other labels at the time. But we should just talk a little bit about 620. It's an important record because it really got D4 to tour the world and reach a lot of different audiences. We're talking about how we found out about the D4. Their music's been in several movies. And also they were on late night TV. That I think it was a combination of those things. Also, my brother likes to tell a story. He bought the record strictly for the album cover because Dion is holding a Les Paul Jr. guitar on the cover. And not a lot of guitar players were playing that guitar at that time. And he really likes that guitar. And also it was recorded in a unique time. And just the songs and the way that the music is, it's just different. It's special.
Yeah, there's this reappraisal of garage rock and punk rock that was happening at the time in the early 2000s. And, you know, definitely I think their success was bolstered by that. But also, yeah, they were unique compared to a lot of their contemporaries in that way. And yeah, definitely having that Flying Nun pedigree didn't hurt them none whatsoever. And then as we've talked about throughout this episode, many other bands followed, many other projects, and eventually we have Dion Lunadin's great solo career. And we're actually going to end off then, very appropriately, with a number of songs from his range of solo records. We're actually just going to play the songs, and then we're going to head out for the episode. So this will be the last you hear from us tonight. We do want to remind you, though, stay tuned. Two more Theme Month Plus episodes coming up. We're going to have our annual Surf Rock show next week with a special guest. And then after that, an episode dedicated to the music of PAX with an interview featuring Madeline Link, the principal songwriter from PAX.
Yes. Just a quick side note before we get into the songs. D4 has reformed several times, and they are going to be reissuing the second album. And there should be some more shows. Who knows if they'll come around the U.S.? That would be pretty cool. We're going to hear something from each of Dion's solo albums to end off, starting with Calm Broke. And we might also hear Goodbye Satan, which is more of a synthy track from his second album, and then also Room With No View, one of the last track on his most recent album.
Yeah, this great dirge of a song that he actually edited down from a 30-minute session that he was recording to get this great mammoth of a song, and I think, to my money, the best thing he's recorded to this date. So, Dion, thank you so much for the interview, and keep tuned to CGM throughout your Saturday night. Mark Hazabana and the Cowboys and Indies program is up next, and here we are with three songs from Dion Lunadin.